Appendix, Demographic Data on Newfoundland and Labrador. Natural Increase in Newfoundland and Labrador, 2003 to 2011. Source, Statistics Canada, CANSIM, Table 051-0004. Description, in the 8 years between 2003 and 2011, the natural increase in Newfoundland and Labrador has been positive, with the exception of 2006, where there were 182 more deaths than births in the province. In 2011, our natural increase rate was 148. In other words, there were 148 more births than deaths in the province in that year. Total fertility rate in Canada, 2000 to 2011. Source, Statistics Canada, CANSIM, Table 102-4505. Newfoundland and Labrador had the second lowest fertility rate in Canada in 2011, at 1.45 children per woman. This is an improvement since 2000, where the province did have the lowest fertility rate in the country at 1.25 children per woman. The province with the lowest fertility rate in Canada in 2011 was British Columbia, with a fertility rate of 1.42. Outmigration and immigration in Newfoundland and Labrador by age, 2008 to 2011. Since 2008, net migration, or the balance between the number of people settling in the province and moving out of Newfoundland and Labrador, has been in decline. For example, net migration in 2008-2009 was 1,908 people. In other words, the province had 1,908 more people in 2008-2009 than it had a year earlier. In 2011-2012, this number was -1,510, indicating that more people left Newfoundland and Labrador than settled in the province. Immigration in Atlantic Canada, 2004 to 2011. Source, Statistics Canada, CANSIM, Table 051-0004, Components of Population Growth, Immigration. This graph chart changes in immigration intakes since 2004. While immigration in Newfoundland and Labrador has been steadily increasing, the number continues to be low. Our province receives nearly 50% fewer immigrants than Prince Edward Island, and only one-third of the immigrants that go to Nova Scotia or New Brunswick. In 2011, Newfoundland and Labrador received 741 immigrants. Provincial Nominee Program Retention Rates by Percentage, 2000 to 2008. Source, Citizenship and Immigration Canada, Evaluation of the Provincial Nominee Program, September 2011. Among all provinces in Canada, Newfoundland and Labrador scored the lowest immigration retention rate in the country in an evaluation of the Provincial Nominee Program conducted by Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Between 2000 and 2008, only 23% of newcomers remained in the province at the end of that period, as opposed 96.4% in British Columbia, which had the highest immigrant retention rate in Canada. Interprovincial outmigrants, persons who have settled in another province, by age, Newfoundland and Labrador, 1991, 2001, and 2011. Source, Statistics Canada, CANSIM Table, 051-0012, Interprovincial Migrants by Age Group. Between 1991 and 2011, there have been significant changes in the age groups of individuals settling in another province. For example, 15 to 24-year-old Newfoundlanders and Labradorians are less likely to move to another province, as are 25 to 34-year-olds. In contrast, more people over the age of 35 moved to other provinces in 2011 as opposed to 1991. In migrants, persons who have settled in Newfoundland and Labrador by age, 1991, 2001, and 2011. Source, Statistics Canada, CANSIM Table, 051-0012, Interprovincial Migrants by Age. Total census families by presence of children in Newfoundland and Labrador, 2006 and 2011. Source: Statistics Canada, 2011 Census. Catalog number 98-312-XCB2011019. Families without children are increasing in number compared to 2006. Fewer families reported having children in 2011. For example, the number of families with children in 2006 was 93,780. In 2011, this number has dropped to 88,890. Total census families by number of children in Newfoundland and Labrador. Source: Statistics Canada, 2011 Census. Catalog number 98-312-XCB2011019. In 2006, 40% of families reported not having any children. In 2011, this number had increased to 44%. The number of families with one, two, or more children had also decreased by 2011. Source: Statistics Canada, CANSIM Table 051-0001, Estimates of Population by Age Group. The number of children and youth present in our province has decreased dramatically since 1971. For example, we had 62,136 children 0 to 4 years old in 1971. In 2011, this number had declined to 24,754. The number of all other teenage youth has dropped by a significant number. While there were 60,591 youth 15 to 19 years old in 1971, this number has declined to 29,628 in 2011. Youth in Newfoundland and Labrador, 2002 to 2012. Source: Statistics Canada, CANSIM Table 051-0001, Estimates of Population by Age Group. The number of children and youth 10 to 34 years old in Newfoundland and Labrador has declined significantly in only 10 years. For example, there were 38,259 youth ages 15 to 19 in 2002. By 2011, this number had declined to 28,804. Similarly, the number of children and youth 10 to 14 years old, 20 to 24 years old, 25 to 29 years old, and 30 to 34 years old has also sharply declined since 2002. Atlantic Canadian Fertility Rates, 2007 to 2011. Source: Statistics Canada, CANSIM Table 102-4505, Total Fertility Rates. Newfoundland and Labrador had the lowest fertility rate in Atlantic Canada in 2011. This had changed between 2008 and 2010, when the fertility rate in the province was on the rise, but it dropped significantly in 2011 from 1.58 to 1.45. Fertility Rates in Canada, 2011. Source: Statistics Canada, Table 102-4505, Total Fertility Rates. Newfoundland and Labrador has the second lowest fertility rate in Canada, only higher than that of British Columbia, which has the lowest rate in the country. The national average is 1.61. Age-specific fertility rate in Newfoundland and Labrador, 2000 to 2011. Source: Statistics Canada, Table 102-4505, Total Fertility Rates. Most children in Newfoundland and Labrador are born to mothers between 25 and 34 years old. Increasingly, mothers between 35 and 39 comprise a greater percentage of the province's total fertility rate. In 2000, mothers in the 35 to 39 age cohort comprised 4% of the total fertility rate. By 2011, they represented 13% of the total fertility rate. Definitions: birth rate, the number of children born per 1,000 inhabitants. Expatriate, a person who has moved away from their province. Family-friendly policies, public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant, and innovative communities, actions to promote child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, supports to the family unit throughout the life course. Fertility rate, the average number of children a woman is expected to have during the childbearing years, generally accepted as the 15 to 49 years. A fertility rate of 2.1 ensures that the number of children born will be higher than the number of deaths. Immigrant, a person who resides in Canada but was born outside of Canada, excludes temporary foreign workers, Canadian citizens born outside Canada, and those with student or working visas. Labor productivity, the amount of goods produced by a single worker in a given amount of time. Mean age, the sum of ages of all persons divided by the total number of persons, also known as average age. Median age, the age at which the two halves of the population are either older or younger. Natural increase, the balance between the number of births and deaths. If there are more births than deaths, there is positive natural increase, whereas if a population has more deaths than births, then there is negative natural increase. Temporary foreign worker, a foreign worker who is contracted to work for a given employer in a given position for a temporary set period of time. Acronyms, PPGS, Provincial Population Growth Strategy. SLID, Survey of Labor and Income Dynamics. TFWs, Temporary Foreign Workers. LMO, Labor Market Opinion. NLPNP/PNP, Newfoundland and Labrador Provincial Nominee Program. MCP, Medical Care Plan. CMA, Census Metropolitan Area. Footnotes. 1. These findings are based on a Provincial Nominee Program Retention Rate Evaluation conducted by Citizenship and Immigration Canada for 2000 to 2008. 2. Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency, Rural Youth Study, Phase 2, Rural Youth Migration, Exploring the Reality Behind the Myths, Malatest, R. and Associates, 2002. 3. Statistics Canada, Rural Youth, Stayers, Leavers, and Return Migrants, Richard Dupuy, Francine Mayer, and Renee Morissette, 2000. 4. IBID. 5. Conference Board of Canada, Provincial Outlook 2013, Long-Term Economic Forecast, Economic Performance and Trends, 2013. 6. The Statistics Canada definition of immigrant is as follows. Persons residing in Canada who were born outside of Canada, excluding temporary foreign workers, Canadian citizens born outside Canada, and those with student or working visas. 7. Statistics Canada, Education Indicators in Canada, an International Perspective, page 68, 2012. 8. Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Economic Impact of International Education in Canada, Final Report, Rosalind Coonan and Associates, July 2009. 9. Prior to this change, TFWs could receive up to 15% less in wages than the local workers. 10. Chami Joseph, The Choice, More Immigrants or Fewer Citizens, Yale Global Online, 4th of March, 2013. 11. Family-friendly policies represent those public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant, and innovative communities, actions to promote child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, and supports to the family unit throughout the life course. 12. United Nations Population Division, World Population Prospects, 2010. 13. Der Spiegel, Study Shows Germany Wasting Billions on Failed Family Policy, March 2013. 14. German Federal Institute for Demographic Research, Report on Germany's Birth Rate, December 2012. 15. Iceland and Ireland lead with marginally higher rates. 16. Lotz, Wolfgang, Vigard, Skirbeck, Policies Affecting the Tempo Effect in Low Fertility Countries, Population and Development Review. 31.4, December 2005, pages 703 to 723. 17. McDonald P. Sustaining Fertility Through Public Policy, The Range of Options, Population 57.3, 2002, pages 417 to 446. 18. Lotz and Skirbeck, 2005, 19, Jolette, 2002. 20, Bougeot, Roderick, and Don Kerr, Emerging Youth Transition Patterns in Canada, Investing in Youth, Evidence from Policy, Practice, and Research, Policy Research Initiative, Ottawa. 21, Statistics Canada, Population 15 years and over by hours spent looking after children without pay by sex, by province and territory, 2006 census. 22, McDonald, P., Sustaining Fertility Through Public Policy, The Range of Options, pages 424-425. 23, IBID. 24, Locke, Wade, and Scott Lynch, A Survey of the Attitudes of Employers in Newfoundland and Labrador Toward the Recruitment and Employment of New Canadians and International Workers, Harris Center, Memorial University, 2005. 25, Office of Immigration and Multiculturalism. 26, includes Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who have returned to the province. Please email populationgrowth@gov.nl.ca if you need this document in an alternate format. Government of Newfoundland and Labrador Provincial Population Growth Strategy, Executive Council, P.O. Box 8700, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1B 4J6. www.gov.nl.ca/population-growth.